Welcome to the Almost 30 podcast. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Krista, and we're your hosts, guides, and friends on this path. Almost 30 is not about your age. It's about the feeling. All of us are almost something, seeking community and resources to support the rumblings of transformation within us.
Our conversations are deep dives, shepherded by our insatiable curiosity and desire for connection, enduring inspiration, and a sense of levity that we can all benefit from.
We're looking to find the magic in the human experience.
Buckle up, baby. Your evolution is waiting. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Almost 30 podcast. I'm Lindsay Simsek. This is a solo episode. If you're watching on YouTube, hello, hi, what's going on? I am wearing a sweater on top and you won't know what's happening on the bottom. This is the joy of recording from home and the joy of motherhood. I have some spit up on my pants and I believe a poop stain. We'll see. It's not mine. But I'm here and it's almost end of year and I'm just really, really excited to connect with you all. I was just feeling into what was present for me and what I wanted to talk about on this solo episode. And it's, yeah, something I'm in right now, a feeling that I'm in right now and that's been kind of nagging at me. And so I've had to just get honest and get real with myself in order to release some of the anxiety that it was bringing. So I'm excited to kind of walk us through how I've been approaching this thing, this feeling today, because I have a feeling a lot of you out there experience this. We all do at one point or another. But just real quick, if you're new to the Almost 30 podcast, I'm so glad you're here. Krista and I started this show 7 years ago during a time when we were transitioning from our 20s to our 30s. We actually just handed in the first draft of our book, which will be a guide for anyone and everyone navigating their 20s to their 30s, and really anyone going through a bout of change. You know, I think this transition taught me so much about how I navigate change. And now at this point in my life, just becoming a mom and navigating so much new every single day, I feel like I am so much better equipped because I learned so much during my Saturn return, which is your 20s to your 30s season of intense transition. So we'll be releasing that book in 2025. We're so excited for you to check that out. If you have anyone in your life who is going through that transition, specifically 20s to your 30s, maybe 27, 28, 29, just about to turn 30, please send this podcast their way. But again, this is really for anyone and everyone who wants to, yeah, just really celebrate their growth, who are curious about themselves and want to create a life that they really love. So here we are, creating lives we love. All right, let's get into it. Today's solo episode, I am in a place where I feel like I don't know what's next. Now, do not fret. I'm not leaving Almost 30. We're not divorcing. We are better than ever, and the brand lives, and we're so thankful for that. And, you know, both Krista and I have given like time and love and energy to things outside of Almost 30, which has been so cool to see and to support each other in doing. Krista has her retreats. She has one-on-one coaching. She doesn't talk about that a lot, but it is so special. And her modern tarot. And she's just, yeah, doing so many incredible things. And I am in this place of just becoming a mom. I gave birth at the end of August to my baby boy, Maverick. And it is the best, right? And I'm just in this place of feeling so happy and feeling so, you know, in my purpose as a mother. And also having this feeling, this almost nagging feeling of, so what's next, Lens? What do you create next? What do you create next out of this experience? Because previously, during our 20s to our 30s, Krista and I created Almost 30. And it was such an authentic creation out of our lived experience of just like feeling like the shit was hitting the fan and we didn't know which way was up and we couldn't be alone. So how do we navigate this? What do we need to know about ourselves and the world and et cetera? And so I kind of have this patterning or programming, for better or for worse, that says like, so what's next? Like, you're going through this thing. Are you going to create like a baby diaper, or are you going to create a community for moms, or whatever? I don't know. And I'm in that place of just really, really, really not knowing. And I've arrived in a place where I'm okay with that. I'm okay with not knowing. And so I want to walk us through just why this happens, right? When we kind of reach a bit of a limbo or a bit of a interesting abyss of life where we're like, whoa, like so much just happened. And now I can't really see what's next. I know what's right in front of me, but I can't see what's next. And that can really drive someone crazy who likes to plan. And I want to walk us through what to do when you're feeling this way. So when the next thing isn't clear, what are you going to do? I am juggling quite a bit lately. I have a new baby, 6 months in, and we are finishing our book and running a business and a marriage and a house. And it's just a lot, but everything is all good and just my dream, but it's a lot. But I have found that if my health routine is on point, then everything runs smoothly. And one huge piece of that routine is my supplementation. And Symbiotica has just always been a constant in my routine. If you haven't heard of Symbiotica, they're a health and wellness company that does everything with intention. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, I know them. Shervin has been on the podcast many times. I just have seen how passionate, how incredibly intelligent, how dedicated he is to creating products that are clean, plant-based, without toxic or harmful chemicals, which we need more of that in the world. So let me just run you through what I'm taking. I take the vitamin D3 K2. It's the liposomal form. I just squirt 12 little pumps in my mouth every single morning. I also take their B12. I'm also obsessed with the liposomal vitamin C. I have these little packets. Whether it's winter or whatever season, it's obviously great for immunity, but it also is amazing because it has biotin, one of nature's most beautifying ingredients. So I've seen an improvement in my skin, hair, and nail growth as well. I do have mom brain, but I'm doing my best to just support my brain health in any way. So for brain health, focus, and memory, I really love taking their liposomal magnesium L-threonate. It's an innovative form of magnesium that is able to cross the blood-brain barrier. It supports brain health, mood, immune system function, and overall well-being. It's incredible and tastes amazing. It's like this yummy vanilla cream flavor. That's the thing with Symbiotica products. They taste unbelievable. So it really makes taking all of these supplements so easy, so yummy, and I actually look forward to it. So if you want to give Symbiotica a try, there is no better time. Right now is the time. Symbiotica.com, Cymbiotika. Use our code ALMOST30, 20% off site-wide. So major. And then when you bundle and subscribe, which I highly recommend because you never want to run out of anything, you're going to get an extra discount. So just do it up. Symbiotica.com and use the code ALMOST30 for 20% off site-wide.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Therapy, y'all. I don't know. I don't know what I did before therapy, to be completely honest with you. I think I was kind of a mess, but you know, found it when I was meant to. But I have been going to therapy for about 6 years now, which is so crazy. So crazy, but it has changed my life, and I will continue to invest in therapy for as long as I can. I feel like it has totally, totally made my relationships better. Made my career better. I am a better mom. I am a better wife. I am a better friend. I am a better daughter and sister. Y'all, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do, this is it, Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you get matched and you're like, eh, not quite a fit, they make it easy and it's free to change. But I've had a lot of friends try BetterHelp and love it. So I really, really encourage you to start therapy. It's been the best decision I've ever made for myself. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/almost30 today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/almost30.
Okay, so let's get into it. First things first, I asked myself a couple questions, a few questions. And these questions I journaled about, and I also just like thought about. I went into the shower and I was just kind of like, you know, letting my mind kind of wander. And I was just really feeling into my heart the answers to these questions. And so first I want you to ask yourself, and it's kind of, it sounds pretty surface, but I think it's important. What kind of lifestyle do you want to live? If you're thinking about what's next and you're like, I have no idea, what lifestyle would you like to live? Is that a lifestyle of a lot of free time and flow? Would you like a lifestyle where you can work out 5 days a week in the morning or maybe in the afternoon? Do you want a lifestyle where you are in community, being social on a regular basis? Get really clear about the lifestyle that you would like to have, that you would dream to have, actually. It's not just like, it's like, what would you dream of? What would be that day that you're like, ooh, that was like the perfect day. It was the perfect balance of this and this. Like, I really loved how I felt. I loved who I spent time with. I loved how my body feels right now. So I want you to write down the specifics of what your lifestyle would look and feel like on a daily basis in that future, right? So I like to think of like a year from now, and we'll go into a visualization in a moment, but you can kind of think about what would my lifestyle be in a year? Think about that. Second question I want you to ask yourself, what would I do if I wasn't afraid to fail or afraid to make a big change? And this one we've heard before, right? But candidly, I hadn't really reflected on it and written it down and kind of looked at my answer and been like, whoa, this dream lives inside of me and I am either playing it safe or playing it small or dimming my light or holding back because I'm afraid. I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of making, you know, changes and how that would shift my relationships, or I'm afraid that I don't have what it takes. I'm afraid that I don't have the proper resources, or I don't know every step on how to get from A to B. So ask yourself, what would you do if you were not afraid? If you were just, yeah, if you had all the courage in the world and really nothing to lose, what would you do? What is that thing? And by the way, this doesn't just mean like, I would create the business. You know, I would invent this. It might be like, you know, I would be a full-time mom and really enjoy myself and really immerse myself in raising my children and getting to know them and supporting them in the best way possible, right? I want to normalize every single type of dream. Every single type of dream. This inquiry is not just for the person who wants to, you know, create the next business. This is for the person who is just feeling like, okay, what is next in my life? And this next thing, though I don't know what it is, man, I want to feel really, really good about it. And I want to be aligned when I get there. So what kind of lifestyle do I want? What would I do if I wasn't afraid to fail? What would I do if I wasn't afraid of big change? And three, what are my core values? Okay, so you've heard this one before, I'm sure, thinking about your values, what's important to you. But these are ones that I feel can be the stones that are going to create the path to the next, quote, thing, the next season of your life, the next creation that you make. Your core values help you to create a protective layer of sorts.
Sometimes in this day and age, we are on social media and we look at everyone else's lives and we're like, oh, that would be fun. Or, oh, I want to do that. Maybe I should do that. She's making a lot of money doing that. Or it looks like she has an incredible life and she drives a Mercedes. I should be doing that. But in doing so and in kind of dreaming someone else's dream, we might be stepping out of what our core values are. You kind of get lost in the sauce, if you will. And so what are your core values? For me, family is one of my core values. It is so important to me that I prioritize the well-being, the time with, the love and support I have for my family. And I'm not going to compromise on that. I have in the past, and that's okay. It was another season of my life. But right now, with a new baby and just a family that we are building, and also just like a new connection, a revived connection with my own family. Yeah, it's just so important to me. And so if anything along the way takes away from my time with my family, my ability to connect with my family, my ability to support my family, it's a no for me. It's just a hard no. And so that, in essence, makes it easier to make decisions, right? So what are your core values? Get really, really clear. And it might take time to define them for yourself, but I would have a page in your journal that you reflect on your core values, one that you can come back to. They can change. They can absolutely change in different seasons of your life. But this is going to ensure that you stay very loyal to your center, to your heart, to what's important to you, and not get distracted by the other dreams of other people that are out there that you might be absorbing, picking up on through social media or by proxy, right? So first, those three questions I really loved asking myself, and I was able to get a bit clearer, which I'll share about in a little bit. Okay, so the three questions in review are, what kind of lifestyle do I want? What would I do if I wasn't afraid to fail or make big change? And what are my core values? And this just brings things a little bit more into focus. So it's not all blurry and like, what the heck is up ahead? It's a little more in focus. Not completely, but a little more in focus. And it also gives you a bit of direction, right? A bit of discernment as you move. Okay, I need to introduce you to a revolutionary new app, Superhuman. I have been doing these Superhuman activations every single morning for the last 3 weeks. Let me just tell you, I kind of fell off of my game after I had the baby. Most of my time and energy was going to him. Still is, but I have been able to carve out time in the morning before I get into the swing with him. And I've been doing these activations. I do a lot of the shorter ones because I don't have a ton of time. But let me just say, this is new. Like, this is a new type of audio that are super energizing and really specifically designed to transform you into your future self. So I know a lot of us want to manifest things. I know a lot of us are thinking about planning for the future, but a lot of us feel stuck. And so I've just felt like this has unstuck me in just the most beautiful way. So I've been doing a lot of their pep talks. I've been doing some of their writing activations. This morning I did the 3 morning questions. It was a 7-minute, really vibey writing activation that I love. So I had my journal out. Yesterday I did a pep talk about tackling procrastination. There's a part of me that procrastinates quite a bit. So I love this. I love this. There's going to be an activation for you for this moment, for this day. It's incredibly supportive. So we actually interviewed Mimi Bouchard, the founder, not too long ago. Check out that interview. And we have a sample of one of the activations on our feed. So you can check that out as well. It's way easier to implement into your routine and far more effective than any other audio app out there. I've just noticed that I'm doing it much more consistently. So please don't miss out on this crazy deal. They rarely do discounts. On top of the 14-day free trial, get over 60% off your subscription for a limited time only at activation.com/almost30. Literally, there is no risk. If you change your mind and forget to cancel after the trial, you're covered by their money back guarantee. The offer is only available through their website, not on the App Store. So that's activations.com/almost30 for 60% off. It expires soon.
Okay, so second approach is future visioning. So I love to future vision, and it's given me so much wisdom. I didn't know that my future self had so much info, insight, and clarity, but she does. And so what I do is either before I go to sleep or first thing in the morning, I will drop into a meditative state. Sometimes I'll put on music, sometimes I won't. But I allow myself to really relax in my body, and then I allow myself to connect to my breath. And then I bring myself to a future moment 1 year from this moment. And it helps me to visualize myself walking in through a door. And as I walk in a door, on the other side is this year from now moment. Who do I see? How do I feel? Where am I? What do my surroundings look like? What am I doing? What does my life consist of? What feels like is important to me? What does it seem like I have let go of? How do I carry myself? What energy am I bringing into this future moment? What does it feel like I have healed? What has now come naturally to me, whereas a year ago was really hard? So I just allow myself to be in this future moment, like really be there. I don't rush out. I'm not like, let's end this visualization. I really indulge in this moment. And what tends to happen is I get emotional. I get really emotional because it gets so real. I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in my heart. And I'm usually brought to tears, not because I'm sad, but because I know that's within me. And so I think it's a feeling of just like, wow, Lynn's, like, if there's ever a moment that you doubt yourself, like, please don't, because it's within you. And you have the ability to create this and feel this. So second approach is future visioning. So again, you're going to drop into meditation. You're going to bring yourself to a future moment, I'd say a year from now. If 5 years from now feels better, do whatever feels good for you. You're going to walk through a door in your visualization, and on the other side is a year from now or 5 years from now. And you're just going to explore like what this life is, how you feel, what it looks like, who you're with, etc. And what I want you to do after this visualization is write down just the very potent messages from this vision. So you're going to write down maybe how you felt, and you're like, I felt lighter. I felt more confident. I felt more like myself, like I could be silly. And if that really is so meaningful and powerful to you, you're going to write that down. And if there's any other messages that come through as far as like, you know, when you saw yourself in this future vision, you realized that you were carrying yourself in a different way physically, and just noting what that feels like, what that looks like, and how might you embody that more today. So allow yourself to journal freely for as long as, you know, you want to channel that message from your vision. But this is a practice that I am obsessed with, and that has changed my life. And it's also just such a good and true reminder. It has often reminded me that like life is long. Right? Life is really long, and I can get so worked up that like I don't have the next thing lined up. I don't have the next thing set up and ready to launch. I'm ready to go and all figured out and so clear. And I future visioned the other day, and I was like, wow, like I forget that really good things sometimes take time, and it's a process. And in my future vision that I did the other day, what is slowly starting to crystallize in my heart and mind as far as what's quote next it wasn't fully formed a year from now. Interestingly, part of me was like, gosh darn it, why isn't it fully formed? But the message for me was, yeah, well, it's going to take time. And it also requires you to be here right now in your life, because that is what is priming you for this next thing. And that is my third and final approach to just understanding the next thing, is just being in my life right now. Not getting so wrapped up in figuring out what is next, because oftentimes where we are now in our life is priming us for what is next. I would say, I would bank on every time, every moment is priming you for what's next. But for me specifically, I'll just use my own experience as an example. Being in this new season of motherhood, I know I am learning so much on a daily basis. And I know that what I am learning and how I am navigating this, and just the fruitfulness of this experience, is going to be the fertilizer, if you will, for the next thing. I know that it is inspiring something bigger than me. And I have this excitement for the surprise of it. I have this excitement for like, wow, okay. So all I have to do is really just be present for my life, my child, and my family, and be the curious person that I am. Learn as much as I can, experiment, fail, fall down, get up, cry, you know, like really just live my life. And in doing so, I won't have to try so hard to think of or create the next thing. And it's really required me to deconstruct some of my programming, because I am in a world right now where like people all around me are launching shit all the time, okay? Launching a program and a course and a thing and a book. And it's amazing and it inspires me. And if that is your cadence, more power to you, baby. But your girl is just not there and not necessarily innately the type. But I'm in this world. And so sometimes I feel pressure. I feel pressure and self-induced pressure to create the next offer and create the next thing on how I'm going to support my community, my audience. And while that's not inherently bad whatsoever, it's just not the place from which I want to create the next thing. So it's been just truly a relief to understand that it will be my capacity to be fully in my life that will birth the next thing. And it will be more effortless than anything has ever been. It will be more natural and things will just align. People will come in to support it. There will be opportunities that open up to make it happen. And I really, truly believe that. And it's brought me so much peace and honestly has opened up such a feeling of creativity that I haven't felt in a while. I don't know if you've ever felt this, but when you're so in your head, creativity cannot flow. I don't know how else to say it. It sounds corny, but it's like when you are thinking like, what is the next thing? I have to think of it. I have to think of it. I have to think of it. We're not feeling into the heart of the matter. And it's just not the way that I want to create. And I don't want you to create either. I don't want you to rack your brain and create something potentially based on, you know, what you see other people doing or what the market needs. But I really want it to feel good in your heart. And if that's what the market needs, great. And if that aligns, awesome. But like, it's not sustainable if you're not excited by it. If you know, you can't create a lifestyle around it if your core values don't live with it, right? So that is my approach to this feeling of, I don't know what's next. And I still don't have it figured out. But what these approaches have helped me to do is just create a levity, an opening, a maybe next step or two, and just some peace around where I'm at, right? And a reminder that, wow, good things take time, and I'm okay if this thing takes time. So to you out there who might feel like, I am not clear about what's next. I have no idea whether it's in relationship, whether it's in your career, whether it's, I don't know where to move to next, but I know I need to move. Ask yourself these questions, right? What kind of lifestyle do I want? What would I do if I wasn't afraid to fail or make big change? And what are my core values? And then allow yourself to future vision. Drop in a meditation. Bring yourself to a future moment, a year from now, 5 years from now. Where are you? Who are you with? What are you doing? How do you feel? What have you healed? What comes naturally to you now? What are you no longer afraid of? And then finally, lean into your life now. Lean more into what is happening now, because it is priming you. It is priming you for the next thing. Trust that. Okay, that's all I got for today. Thank you so much for listening. I am here in support of whatever your next thing is. And just remember, life is long, baby. If you are in a season of, I don't know what's next for a little while, relish in it, milk it, love it, drink it up, swim in it, because there's a purpose there too. I'm proud of us. What a year, what a year, what a year, 2023. Whew, highs and lows and everything in between. And I'm just sending you so much love and so much peace and gratitude and just trust in yourself as you step into 2024. I don't know what 2024 holds. And that kind of excites me. So I hope you're excited about the unknown. I love you all. Thank you for tuning into Almost 30. You can learn more about Almost 30 at almost30.com. Follow us on Instagram at almost30podcast. Same on TikTok. And stay tuned for our book in 2025. If you want to stay up to date on all things Almost 30, just sign up for our newsletter on our website. And of course, just follow us everywhere the podcast is hosted, whether on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, etc. Thank you all. We love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful holiday and new year. And we will see you soon.